Okay. I think we can start. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay, we're going to start. This is the second Sikha, this Parsha, Parsha Shmeis, in Chelek Yudalef. Al HaPosek Shlach Nabi Atisha, by the snare, by the burning bush, when the Eibishter revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he told Moshe Rabbeinu, asked Moshe Rabbeinu, told him to go to Pare, Mitzrayim, tell them to let eat not, etc., etc. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Eibishter, Shlach Nabi Atisha, send with the one you're going to send. Now, simple taich means, don't send with me, send with somebody else. But the literal translation is, send, shlach, no, please send, b'yat tishla, the one that you are going to send. So Issa b'medesh, says a medesh, Omar, Meish Rabbeinu said, the fun of, to him, said like this, Rabbeinu Shalom, shlach, no, b'yat tishla, send with whom you're going to send, meaning b'yat Mashiach, shahu osid legalis. The Golis, he's going to reveal himself. Mashiach is going to take the Eden out of Golis later on. He's going to reveal himself and take him out. So send him now also. So that's the taish of the word biyat tishlach, not just send somebody else. Send the one you're going to send later. The one you're going to send. On the bakashos shel Moshe le'niskablo, Moshe's request, Hashem did not accept it. Ki ritzei de shakadosh baruch oya, the Eibishter wanted shadaska Moshe yashliach leitzid as bnei Yisrael min Mitzrayim. The Eibishter wanted that Moshe Rabbeinu should be the shliach to take the Eden out of Mitzrayim. Now, Medivra Medrash, moving from the words of the Medrash, we understand, Sheyesh Nashaych is Meyachedes, then Meshach Mashiach. There is a connection between Meshach and Mashiach. Hashem Mishum Zer. Therefore, Bikash Meshach, Meshach asked, Shashlich is, because also Shabbat Yisrael in Mitzrayim, the Shlich is that he should be taking the Eden out of Mitzrayim, Shahut Lo Olov that was put on him to Moshe B'yad Mashiach, should be given to Mashiach. If Mashiach and Meshach have no connection, then how could Meshach say, send Mashiach? Eibishter wants him, not Mashiach. But the fact that he said it is a siman that they have a connection. Therefore, it was possible for him to say, you know what, not me, somebody else who's similar, who has a connection. They have a connection. But Lamaisa Bepeil, it had the gula from Mitzrayim had to be through Mesha. And in Yonah Shal Mashiach, Hodafki Gelosa Shal Yisrael, Yigalusan Achrim. And Mashiach, Inyan, is to take the Eden out of this last gula. But there is a connection between Meshach and Mashiach. The Hinei the Rebbe says, Teichma shal shaych azu shebe Meshach Mashiach, the meaning, Teichon, of this connection between Meshach and Mashiach, shemipnei ze bo hatzad ha-shove shebe tafkideyem, legal as b'nei Yisrael megalusum, because there is a shaych, that's why there is a common denominator in their mission. They both have the same mission of taking Yidden out of Golas, because there is a connection. The teichon of this connection between Meshach and Mashiach of taking Eden out of Golas is moving will be more understood up in Maimer Hazal based on the Chazal that they say in Medrash Rabba, Meshach hu geil rishon, hu geil achron. Meshach is the first redeemer and Meshach is the last redeemer. So right away, before we even get to understand the pshat, we see a connection. We see Meshach is the last redeemer, which is Mashiach. So there's a connection. But what does it mean? That Meshe is the last redeemer. It doesn't mean that Meshe himself physically will be the last redeemer, which would mean, if it would mean physically, know what it would mean? That Meshe Rabbeinu is going to get up Tchias HaMeisim and he'll take Eden out of Golas. Meshe is going to be Mashiach. But you can't say that. Why? Shere Meshe Meshevet Levi. Meshe comes from Shevet Levi. Mashiach Yamed Mebeis David. Mashiach from Beis David. Shevet Yehuda from Beis David. Shevet Yehuda. So what does it mean? Meisha is the Geil Rishon and the Geil Achron. Pirush, Shemeisha hu Geil Rishon, Meisha Shahu, which is the first Redeemer, hu shebekeiche ve'al yode yove Mashiach ha-Geil Achron. It's through the keich of Meisha that Mashiach will come. This all fits to what we said before. Meisha and Mashiach have a connection. That's why it's through Meisha that Mashiach will be able to bring the Gula. What does that mean? Why will the Gula through Mashiach, how do we say that? It means Mesh, it's the keich of Meshe. The beer is like this. The first and main mile of Mashiach is Teire. The Rambam, when he says in Hilchos Melachim, he describes Mashiach, what he's going to be. The first thing he says, he'll be a melech, which is Hege B'Teire. Learns a lot of Teire. So Meshe Rabbeinu represents Teire. Mashiach is the first Teire. This keach, that Mashiach will be able to be the redeemer of the Yidden, through Teira. That's why When the Rambam describes him, the first mile of Mashiach is Teira. Shehi Teiras Meisha. The Teira has a Shaychas to Meisha. In a Posik, in Malachi, the Teira is called Teiras Meisha. The Gemara Tak asks, how do we call it Teiras Meisha? It's not Teiras Meisha. It's Teiras Hashem. And the Gemara answers, because Meisha was Meisa Nefesh on Teira, it's called Teiras Meisha. But the bottom line is, the union of Meisha is Teira. So B'meile, when since the Keach of Mashiach to be Gael the Eden is through Teira, that means through Meisha. So the Keach of Mashiach is Meisha. So that's the Negei of Mashiach himself. The Keach of the Eden to bring the Gula, Ale Avidosam Heim, through their Aveda, is also Ayadea Teira. Mashiach is Boyle Kaman. The Rebbe is going to explain that the whole way we could bring Mashiach is through Teira, which is through Meisha. And that again is the connection between Meisha and Mashiach. Shachas Pnim Yizusha by Meisha and Mashiach. This Pnim is the connection between Meisha and Mashiach, or Mashiach and Meisha. The Ramez is Gambaze is also hinted in this Shabias Mashiach Nikras Yovishili. In Posig, it says Atki Yovishili, which means till Mashiach will come. So the coming of Mashiach is referred to in Posig as Yovishili. And Yovishili, the Gematria Mashiach. That's what the Balaturim says. Yovishili, the two, Yove is 13, and Shile is 345, Mashiach is 358. So Yoveh and Yoveh Shile is Begematria Mashiach. Shile is Begematria Mashiach. It's interesting. Shile itself Begematria Mashiach. So Yoveh Shile Begematria Mashiach. And that fits to what we said before. Because Mashiach will come because of Mashiach. He said because of the Torah of Mashiach. Mashiach will come because of Mashiach. That's why Yoveh Shile. Shile is Begematria Meisha, Yoveh Shile, and Mashile also means Mashiach. Yoveh Shile, he will come through Meisha. Ki Yoveh Shile, haynu gilui of shel Mashiach, ube yoseh bepeil. Yoveh Shile means Shile, Mashiach will come. Which means like this. He is there before. When we say Shile will come, means there is a Shile, and he will come to take us out of Golis. That means that before he takes us out, what kayach is he going to have, which means the keach to take us out means that's before. What will bring, something that's there before will bring to take us out, is Teira, which is Meisha. Yishile begematria Meisha, hainu, zeh shekva yesh nekeidem liyoveh, hakeach abiyoseh shal Mashiach. This that there is, before Mashiach will come, there is something. But we say this is the keach to bring something else, that keach is there, and that keach will bring. So here there is something that will bring. Yoveh shile, so shile is there before and that will bring it. What will bring Mashiach, that's Mashiach. That means that the Keach of the Yosef Shem Mashiach, who Yonah Shem Mashiach, Tim to Mashiach. This all shows the connection between Mashiach and Mashiach. And the connection is that Mashiach represents Torah, and Mashiach will come, the Keach of Torah of Mashiach. And also the Yidden, what Aveda will they have to do in order to Mashiach to come? Also is Torah. So that's the connection Mashiach and Mashiach. Hine Yedua, we know, Sichas Kedush is Meiruch HaMiyad Mudet, the Sich of the Friedrich Rebbe. In Achan Shpetzach Tofrei Sadik Pes, he says there, Sheyoveh, the word Yoveh of this two words, Yoveh Shile, is Begematria Echot. Yoveh is Echot. So according to that, means like this. Meisha Betzirut Echot. Since Meisha is a Gematria Shile, Shile Begematria Meisha. So what's the pshat? Yoveh Shile. Yoveh Shile is a Gematria Mashiach. Shile Begematria Meisha. Yoveh is a Gematria Echot. That means that Meisha Betzirut Echot is a Gematria Mashiach. That Shile, which is a Gematria Meisha, together with Yoveh, which is a Begematria Echot. But that is Begematria Mashiach. As if we're saying, Yoveh is 13, Echot. Yoveh is 10, 2 and 1, 13. Echot is Begematria 13. So Yoveh, Shile, Echot, plus Shile, which is Meisha, Shile Begematria Meisha, equals Mashiach. That means that Yoveh, Echot, and Meisha is going to bring Mashiach. Behind the Yoseh Shal Mashiach Bepeil, the coming of Mashiach Bepeil, Yoveh, Yiyal the Aveide Be'efen Shal Echot. Since Yoveh is Begmati, Echot means, and that's what's going to bring Mashiach. The word Yoveh means bringing. Echot is going to bring Mashiach. And the Keach to do this Aveide of Echot, Nitan Lonim HaMashiach came from Mashiach, as the Rebbe will explain. The Loch HaMashiach, which is Nesinas Keach al Aveide Zu, Betzirif Echot, Mashiach, which gives the Keach to Echot. We don't know yet what it means. But Mashiach gives the Keach to Echot. So Mashiach, Shile Begematria Meisha, and Yoveh, which is Echot. So Meisha, with Tziruf Echot, which is the Aveda, is Echot, Begematria Mashiach. So the Aveda is Echot, That will bring Mashiach together with Meisha, because Meisha gives the Keiach HaNechot, and that is the Gematria Mashiach, and that will bring Mashiach. This is Gematrias, and we know Gematrias are very fine, but Gematrias, the Rebbe said this many times, Gematrias, you can't just make find two words, they have the same Gematria, oh, there's the same. That's not true. You have to see that there's a connection between them anyway. And the Gematria is a remes for the Inyan. The Rebbe quotes it from the Shemir Amunim for Rabbi Yosef Virgis to write that. You can't just make Gematria. So here the Rebbe is going to explain the connection. And now, when we look back at the Gematria, oh, the Gematria is merames for this Inyan. And the Echot plus Meisha.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, Katrina, I'm going to give you a call.
No problem.
Okay.
Please, everyone, mute. Habir Bezeh, what is the pshat here that Echod with Meisha, Meisha giving the Keach of Echod, will bring Mashiach? Omer Azal, Eilam Amaluyon Nibra. The Zal say that the world was created full. So Posh Pshat, full, means that everything was already in a full stage. Lo Ashel, when Adam Rishon was created, he was a second old, but he wasn't created a baby of a second. He was created, it says, looked like a person. If someone would look at him, in theory, would say, oh, he's at least 20 years old. It was full. Same thing, the Abish created behemoths. He didn't create a little tiny thing. He had chickens, he didn't create eggs. I mean, just he created everything in full. That's the Poshup shot. But Chassidus says that that means Beruchnius also. The world was created, Hoyakol in Yonov, Bishlemusim. Everything in the world was Bishlemus, was complete, was good, complete Beruchnius. Elishachakach, Ade Chet Tzadas, afterwards, Chet Tzadas, Shabon, Nochash Al Chavo, and it said, but Chet Tzadas, Nochash. Had relations with Chava, Hikal Bazuama, put a tumor, an impurity into Chava, and Yorat Ha'odav Ha'olam Shlemusim Malosi. That's when, by the time of the Chet Tzadas, then the world had a Yerida, descent in the Tzruchnis Dika level, a descent inside the human being, inside the world in Bechlau. Adas Mande Matan Teira. So the world was in a Yerida from Tzadas till Matan Teira. Sha'oz Nis'alam Yeridosim. Then they had an Aliyah back. They left the Yerida, the descent, and they went up. And because the Gemara says, Yisrael Shom Dal Har Sinai Poskos Amosam, the Zuam and the Tumah that came because of the Chet Tzadas left by Matan Torah. So Matan Torah that left. V'shuv bo Yerida Achakach. Then again happened the Yerida after Matan Torah, the Chet Ha'igil. And even the Chet Oz Chozer Amosam. The Gemara says that the Tumah came back. And Adai Nibayilim, that Tumah is still in the world. Ad Bei Agula Asida till the Mashiach will come, the Gula Asida. Then David will fulfill his promise. I'll take away the tumor from the world. Then the tumor will be bottled, will completely nullified. Rebbe uses three lashanas here. We're not getting into the lumdas. It'll be nisbarer and it'll be purified and it'll be elevated. Will be complete. So we have it like this. You have a high madrege before the chet. The world was created high madriga, went down through the chet, went up again by the matan Torah, and went down again the chet to egel. When will go up again for Mashiach will come. Hine yedua, we know asher yidid tzeirich aliyah. When anytime there's a yirida in the world, the madrigas, the purpose is that through the yirida you should have an aliyah. Behind it, what does it mean that through this descent you should have an aliyah? Shekol tachlisa shalai yirida me madriga akidemes. The whole purpose, why is there a Yerida? In order to be able to get to a higher Aliyah. Now, if the whole purpose of the Yerida is to get to an Aliyah, Harimuv, it's understood, we have to say, is going to be higher than it was before. The Moshe, when the Aliyah came, there was a Yerida after Tzadas. And then came an Aliyah. The whole purpose of the Yerida after Tzadas is in order to get to an Aliyah. Now, if the Aliyah that comes afterwards is just as good as it was before the Yerida, what's the purpose? Must be that it's even to go higher, that there is a Madrege Ilui, a high Madrege. There is a Yerida that because of this Yerida, when you get the Aliyah, you'll become higher than before. So the Yerida was worth it for that reason. Well, movement, so from that we understand, that the Aliyah that happened by Matan Torah, that came after the Yerida from Chet Tzadas, yesh bo Yisrei naldarka so yilu ish kedem Chet Tzadas, is higher, and it was the high madregi before Chet Tzadas, because if it would be the same way as it was before, what's the purpose? What did we gain? So it must be that through the Yerida of the Chet Tzedas, we got an aliyah by Matan Torah, which then it was higher than before. And the same thing obviously will be in the next aliyah, because after Matan Torah was again a Yerida, Chet Egel, and then there will be an aliyah when Mashiach will come. So that's going to be higher, legabe aliyah the Matan Torah, shekaitam Chet Egel, legabe the way it was before the Chet Egel. That's what you have to say. So that explains more details in this Nakuda. My loss of aliyah zu shel acher hayirida legabe amayla kedemes. When we said that the second aliyah, is not only it'll come back to the way it was before the yirida, but it'll be higher than before. The beyeses ace will be more understood. It's more that we'll see that that's in both protim. Hen mitzad amshocha sein and so baruchum amayla lamata. Hen mitzad aisalusam shel bnei Yisrael ve'elam imata lamayla. You know, there are two things legabe the matzav of the world. The ruchnis dik gilui lekus in the world. There's two inyanim. There's a gilui milmaila. The Eibishter brings Eir Ein Sof into the world. Mekala lukus in the world. That's the real aliyah that we're looking for. There's another prat. The world has an aliyah. And everything goes these two ways. And see, this we always learn. There's aliyah. There's milmaila lamata, milmata lamaila. So milmaila lamata is the gilui lukus that comes from the Eibishter milmaila. And there is a aliyah that the world elevates itself to a higher madrega. So the aliyah that happened after the Yerida, in both cases, the aliyah of Matan Torah after the Yerida of the Chet Tzedas, and the aliyah of Osid Love after the Chet Egel, is going to be higher than before in from both perspectives. Say in how much the Eibishter gives to the world, so by the aliyah that came after the Yerida, the Eibishter will give more Gilui Elikus than it was before, the first time before the Yerida. And also mitzad the world elevating itself, also in the aliyah that comes after the Yerida will be higher than it was before. And he explains himself. Let's keep the first one. After the first Yerida, there was an aliyah by Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, there was also a keyach to do mitzvahs. Loshna Rambam, the Rambam says, Shal shisho dvorim nitztava odom rishin. Odom rishin was commanded by the Eibishter for 6 mitzvahs. And the Rambam brings the psukim. Behesiv l'neyach eivir menachai, Neyach got another one, eivir menachai. Po Avrom, and Yitzav, Yeser aleilu, to Avrom, gave more mitzvahs. And then came Yitzchok and Yaakov, Hesiv, all these things. So we see there were mitzvahs before Matan Torah, so the Eibishter gave a keyach for mitzvahs. V'omra chazal, the chazal also say, the oves kiimu kol ha-teira kula atchele nitna. The oves kept all the mitzvahs. So there was a concept of mitzvahs before Matan Torah. Im kol ze, still, came something that wasn't there before. There was a chidush, something new. Besides the fact that the mitzvahs themselves have a special keach and the mitzvahs themselves are different and special. There's something, a new inyan that happened by Matan Torah that wasn't there before, that the Eibish that chose the Eden. The Eibish chose the Eden. How do we know what happened on Matan Torah? We know that, but the Rebbe in Ha'orah 22 brings the Shulchan Aruch. The Alter Rebbe says when you say before Krishma in the morning, you say Vona Vacharta Kolam Baloshin. So we have to Memchavim Vona Vacharta by Matan Torah. So by Matan Torah, something new happened, and that is something that is Habo Me'atzmusa Yisborech Shalomayle Mikol Eir Eir Gilui. It comes from Atzmus of the Eibishter. Higher than any Gilui Shen is Galakeid Matan Torah that came before Matan Torah. So the Rebbe is trying to show here is by Matan Torah something happened that wasn't there before. I think, and I can't say for sure, that the main kvetch in this paragraph is when he says, look at the fourth line, that Matan Torah is higher than the mitzvahs that were given before, and there are 6 mitzvahs given to Odom Edition. I'll tell you what I mean. The Rebbe is trying to show here, not just that Matan Torah happened, that it made it higher than before Matan Torah. Abade, everyone knows that Matan Torah, Lagabi before Matan Torah is higher. But he's trying to show that by Matan Torah it's higher even than before the Chet Tzedas. That's the whole point of the word here, that the Aliyah, the second Aliyah that came after the Yerida is higher than it was before the Yerida. So by saying that, Rebbe says here that before Matan Torah was no Bechira, even though there were mitzvahs, Matan Torah had Bechira. How does that show that it was higher than before the Chet Tzedas? It shows it's higher by Matan Torah than before Matan Torah. That's why I'm saying probably the main kvetch is the 6 mitzvahs that Odom Edition was commanded. And the 6 mitzvahs that Odom Edition was commanded was before the Chet Tzedas. Look in the Gemara. It says by Tzav Hashem Elokim, David told Adam Rishon, you could eat all the trees from the Gan Eden, but you can't eat one tree. It's Hadas. So the Gemara dashes that posik to tell us how this posik teaches us that Adam Rishon was commanded six mitzvahs. And that was all before the Chet Hadas. That's the main question, I assume. So we see that not only by Matan Torah came back to the same way it was before the Yeride, before the Chet Hadas. By Matan Torah, something happened that was not even there by before the Chet Hadas. So that shows that the Aliyah by Matan Torah is higher than there was before the Yeride. And from which side? From the perspective of what Eibishta did. Because we start, the Rebbe says here that it's from both perspectives. Sai what Eibishta Mamayla Lamata gives. Sai the Welt raised itself in Mata Lamayla. So this is Mamayla Lamata, what Eibishta did. The Eibishta gave by, before the Chet Hadas, he gave mitzvahs, which is fine, a very high madrege. Came now, he gave much more. So after the Yerida came an Aliyah Mamayla Lamata. The same thing got the level of the people and the world. That by Matan Torah, their Aliyah was much higher than before the Chet Hadas. How do we see it? That the Aliyah of Matan Torah, the Birur of the Welt, was higher than before the Chet? Very simple. Because it says that, we said before, that after, by the Chet Egel, the Tumah came back. But, this Tumah was not the same way it was before. Which means that even though there was a Tumah came back by the Chet Egel, but Matan Torah paled so much that you could never go back to make a complete Tumah. So that shows that Matan Torah, Mitzad the Welt, reached a higher Madrega than before the Chet Hadas. Before the Chet Hadas, there was a possibility to bring pure Tumah into the world. By Matan Torah caused an Aliyah, and now you can't bring real Tumah into the world. Abyssal, Chosro, Tumah came back, but not completely. Because this fact, the Matan Torah, the Tumah of the world left, and it was higher Madrega, higher than it was before the Chet Hadas. The pool of Matan Torah came into the Welt, penetrated into the world more than the Lakus was there before the Chet Hadas. That's why even after the Chet Egel, which is a Yerida after Matan Torah, the Yerida wasn't that big. Why wasn't the Yerida that big? Because Matan Torah had more Koyach, more Birur, than before the Chet Hadas, than the beginning of the world. So here the Rebbe explains from two sides. Simon Milo came a Gili Eden to the world of Matan Torah, which was higher, which came after the Yerida of the Chet Hadas, but it's higher than it was before in the beginning. And Simon Milo Lamata, what Eibishta did, inside the Welt's Birur was also higher than before. So that's been the Aliyah that came after the first Yerida. The same thing, the Aliyah that will happen in the second Aliyah, which will come after the second Yerida. The second Yerida is the Chet Egel, and that brought the world down again. When will it go back by Mashiach? It'll go back more than by Matan Torah even. Shaoz Yelamed Mashiach Torah is called Nei Yisrael Kula. Mashiach is going to teach all the Yidden Torah. It'll be Teirose Shal Mashiach. Bedugmas Aliyah Shal Matan Torah. This is similar, just like the Aliyah Matan Torah, something that wasn't there before. Wasn't there even before the Chet Hadas. A Mashiach, there'll be something that wasn't even there by Matan Torah. This is higher than the Aliyah by Matan Torah, which the world was, that there was an Aliyah there, but this is going to be higher. And here also the two inyonim. We said the Aliyah of Matan Torah before the Chet Hadas is in two inyonim. In the way the Gilui was Mamailo, the higher Gilui, and the Birur and the Aliyah of Eld was a higher level. The same thing here. Mashiach will come, both inyonim will happen. Side the Gilui Lekus Mamailo, Madrigos Shabbanei Yisrael, and side the level of Eden down here. In both ways, it's going to be more than it was by Matan Torah. And the Rebbe explains in which way do we see it. They say it like this. Mavur B'Tanya, it says in Tanya, She'ima Yesh Gilui Lekus Shabbanei Matan Torah B'chin Esriya Chushis, even though Matan Torah, the Eden portion saw a Lekus, the Kolze, Hoyazeh Rak Me'ein V'dugmas HaGilui She'il Osed Lovi. It's only a Me'ein, a little bit, a taste, a little bit of the way it's going to be lost in love, which means that lost in love will be much more. From that we see, the Gilui Lekuz, that Eibishter says, I will, the revelation of the Kovod of Hashem, which is the Gilui Eirin Sov Baruch Hashiyah Losid Lovei, the Gilui of Hashem Losid Lovei, who Naila Yeisim Mepchinis Gilui HaLekuz Shevim Matan Teire. It's higher than the Gilui Matan Teire. So here we see, in the first thing, the Gilui Mamaila Lamato, that the Ilui that will be Losid Lovei after the Yeride of the Chet HaEgel, will be more than it was before that Yeride of Matan Teire. That's when the Gilui Mamaila. But Gam B'negei Lamatei Gosn Shebnei Yisrael Ve'elam, also Lagabe the Madreg of the Yidin, the veld, the people, are lost. Love Yekuyim Ashekosu Vestruva Chatume Aver Mina Oret. When Mashiach will come, there, Tume will be taken away from the world completely. Ubila Amovis LaNetzach, Movis death, which is Klipe, will be swallowed away completely. Heine, what does that mean? I would do something. I would skip the brackets for a moment and go straight after the bracket and then come back. Heine, what it means is Sheinyan Atume VaZuma Yuvel LaGamre. There will be no more tumah. Losid love will be no more tumah. And that's going to be more than by Matan Torah. V'hainu sho'elom atzme mitzadin yonehu. The world, as it is a metzias of a world, yizbarer v'yizdachek will be purified. V'lochen gam agilu v'aliyah sheyove al dezeh yizgalu v'yachder v'elom eifan shol nit nanetzach. The lakus, the level of the Eden will be that there will be a lakus in them and they'll be nizbarer in such a way that it'll never change. See, the first time when the Eden would lift, got an aliyah, which was a Matan Torah, it didn't penetrate completely. V'horaya, Tumah came back. Even the Matan Torah, the Tumah left. And the way the Rebbe says it, he doesn't go into Taichin Kuz, but he says it clearly, he just doesn't Taichin Kuz with Protius. The reason why Takya will also love it be like that, and why was it not a Matan Torah? Pasha, but Matan Torah, it was more, it came Mumaila, there was a Gilui Mumaila that came, even though the Welt is Klippe, the Welt is a Helaman of Lakus, came a Gilui Mumaila and brought the Lakus into the Welt. That means basically as almost as if we're saying that the Lakus was fighting with the Welt and overcame the Welt. Then if it comes Mumaila, if for some reason it wears off, it comes back the way it was before. Mashenki Losidlovi, the Welt mitzad atzma, as part of the Welt, as the Welt is a Welt, will have a bitter. The Mela, that'll change the whole Mus of the Welt. That can never change because now there's a new Welt, a Welt that is mitzad, the mitzias of the Welt as it is Inyan of Alakus. And that's what will be Lonetzach. So here we see that the Madrega of the Yidin of the Welt, Loshid Lov, will be much higher, besides the Gilui that will come of Mela. From the bitter of the Welt, with much more of a Matan Torah. But in the brackets, the Rebbe says, but that means that it wasn't like Meshoyah Matan Torah Shirak Poskos Amosim. See, by Matan Torah, all that happened, Poskos Amosim. It says, by Chetei Tzadas, the Zumah, Tumah came, then Poskos. Poskos Amosim doesn't mean that there is no more possibility of Tumah. Poskos means it left it. But Dayan Nisheres of Shoriya Shetaz Alachas. It's still possible to come back. Ukmeshoyah Bepeil, as it actually was, Chetei El brought it back. Here the Rebbe teaches Zuis. He says it clearly, but it doesn't teach us with complete words because the zichuch in Vel didn't come from Velt itself. Because it came Mamaila. Therefore, when the shofar was blown, and it says that it's a simen for siluk shchina, the shchina left. When this gilui left, came back because it wasn't really changed. As we said, we learned before, that'll change. So we see that the Gilui, the Ilui that's going to happen, the Aliyah Losid Lovei, will be higher than it was by Matan Torah. And Matan Torah was higher than it was before the Chetei Tzadas. Now, how does that happen? How does it happen that the Aliyah later is bigger than before through the Yerida? That's like Yerida, Tzairach Aliyah. Because there was a Yerida, so when you go up, after the Ayirida, you go up higher than you were before. That's what we said before. So he says, "V'hine mizesh dafke la'achar Ayirida hu aliyah anayil v'yeser." Since we're saying that, when is this higher aliyah, the second aliyah higher? Only because there was after Ayirida. Muvun asha Ayirida ein la'achonu muchrachas la'aliyah ba'achareho. That we have to say that it's not only because in order to get higher, you have to have Ayirida. I'll give an example. They say that the Rebbe, when someone has Yechidus, and the Rebbe told him the concept of Yerida Tzairach Aliyah, he gave him a marshal. He got, that's what they say, I don't know if it's true. That's what they said always. The Rebbe got up from his chair, and he said to the guy, you see, if I want to go further over there across. The only way I could get across if I jump over this desk. But in order to jump over this desk, I have to go further away. I have to go back, and then I could jump. So he showed him, that's the pshat. In order to get an aliyah, you have to have a yerida first. Could be. But the Rebbe says, so it's not just because it's mukhrach. You have to have an aliyah. In order to have an aliyah, you have to have a yerida before. But it's more than that. Because through working in the level of the yerida, that's how you get the aliyah. So it's not just because there has to be a yerida before. There has to be an aveda in the level of the yerida, in the point of the yerida, and that will bring you the aliyah. And it'll bring an aliyah greater than before. Ukmei, and he gives it, where do we see that? That it's through the aveda in the yerida. Ukmei, shaliyah, the matan teira, bo'al, the achon, the my service. What brought that by matan teira there was an aliyah? More than before. What basically brought matan teira? My service. The others were there. They were in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is called Kura Barzel in the Posik. Kura Barzel means it's a furnace where you melt metal. What's the purpose of a furnace melting metal? When you dig metal out of the mountain, it's mixed with dirt and you got to purify it. So you got to put it into this kiln. So you see it, Mitzrayim is called Kura Barzel. Shehem Sheikhinus Mitzrayim Ba'elam. This, the Oves and Mitzrayim and all these things prepared the world, the people, the Eden and the world, should be able to receive the Gilui Matan Torah. So it came, the Gilui of Matan Torah that was higher than before the Chet Hasadas came because of the Yerida, but it's not Stam, because if you have a Yerida, after that you go higher. You have to do Aveda. They did Aveda in the Yerida. Same thing with the next level. The Aliyah of Losid Love after the Yerida of the Chet Egil, etc., it's not stand because there was a yirida, because we have to have an aveda. And this is a lashon of Tanya. Through our maisim and our aveda during the whole time of golus, the birur v'zicho chayilam by purifying the world. If we work on making the world itself mitzad the inyan of the world, to make it mevurer, to make it purified. That'll bring the Gula Asida. So it's the Yerida that brings the special Aliyah that's greater than the level before. But it's the Aveda that we have to do there. What is the Aveda? So now all we got to is that in order to have the Gilui, great Gilui that will be Lasid Love in all aspects, has to come through the Aveda in the Yerida. What is the Aveda? So here the Rebbe is going to explain what is the Aveda in the Yerida in throughout from after the Chet HaEgel, till this Araveda will bring the great Ilya of Lossid Lovi. This will be understood based on a famous Kasha. The Kasha, Amashakosa, on the most famous Posik where it says, Shema Yisrael Avay Elokeinu Avay Echod. We say, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, Hashem is one. The Kasha on this Posik is, what we're trying to say is that there's nothing but the Eibishter, that he's the only thing. Hashem Yochid. Which is Hashem is single, because Kemilas Echad, the word Echad, ain't made of Lechura Amitis Yichud Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Echad one doesn't really show on the true unity of Hashem, and the true oneness of Hashem. Shere Yesh Echad Amonui. There's sometimes Echad when you say Echad doesn't mean there isn't a second. You're counting one. It's the beginning of a count. A count and two and three. One doesn't mean there is no two. Shiyash Sheinilei. You could count one and then there's a second. The Loch Hanemer. That's why it says Yesh Echad V'Ein Sheini. It says in Naposi that he's one, but there's not no Sheni. Why do we have to add the words Vein Sheni? Kimila Sechad Abad, Adain Ein Shalel Sheni. The word Echad itself doesn't exclude, shouldn't be a second. When you speak about a child, if you say he's one son, doesn't mean he doesn't have a second son. When you say he's a Ben Yochid, means he's the only child, only son. Hashem Kimila Yochid, Shalel is Mikore, Ein Shal Sheni. Yochid is Shalel, excludes. So say that there is a second one. Yochid means single, so should it Hashem Yochid? The answer why it says Hashem Echad, not Yochid. He understands it. Adarab. The problem we had with the word Yochid, why it says Echad, that is the reason why it says it. As we said, Echad makes a possibility of another one. That's what we're trying to say. Tachlis v'amitis achdus shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the real tachlis and the real unity and oneness of Hashem, einin nikeres v'shilui haskol mitzias, mitzias zolosim yekore b'chedis Yochid. It's not really when you say there's nothing else, Yochid Eibush is the only thing, there's nothing else. That's not the real Achdas Hashem. Ki'im, dafke kasha yesh nemetziyah shel Eilam, Dafke, when you say there is a velt, there is a mitzias of a velt. And you feel that a velt is not a mitzias. But that dafke is batas amitis achdusis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That shows the real agdus of a davishter. Because if there's nothing else, about it, if there's only one thing and nothing else, it's one. But know what that means? The Rebbe doesn't say these words, I'm just adding. If you say there's nothing else, there's only davishter, fine. But know what it means? It means that Ilya Tzurda would be something else. Oh, they just push it. The pile, there's nothing else. So he's the only Mitzias. But if it be something else, it would be, it'd be something else. We're saying there is something that seems like it's something else. There is a Welt. And when thinking there is a Welt, you realize that the Welt is Nishke Welt. The Welt is only the expression of Deibish's will. Vezehu inyan Echot. Echot means, Shegam kishayeshne le Mitzias shaleilam, even though there is a Mitzias a Welt. It's one with Eivishter. In other words, it's not separate in Eivishter. That's the Chiddush. That's what the Rebbe always speaks, the Maila of three, that why was Matan Torah in the third month? And the Gemara says that there's a big Maila, that the Torah is three, and the third month, and it was given by Moshe, was the third, was the three, so it wasn't Maila of three. So the Rebbe says, Salderech, like we say, if you have Shnei Ksuvim, Akrishin Zezeh, two Psukim contradict, Yovi Akosh Vashlishi, comes the third Pasuk and shows how they're really one. To say, one shows Ardus, true. Two shows Pirut, there's a second Tzias. Three shows the highest level of Ardus, that even though you think there's a third, you start realizing that you think there's another Mitzias, really that other Mitzias is not really a Mitzias for itself. That Mitzias is bottled. In sometimes in Sikhs, it says, imagine if you would say Hashem Yochid. The guy sits in shul and closes his eyes and says, Hashem Yochid, nothing in the Welt. Finishes davening, goes out into the street. Oy is da Welt. A grace of Welt. He goes to work. I got some ice at the Welt. It's a contradiction. But if you say Hashem Echot, you're saying, I know this is da Welt. I know it's a big Welt out there. And that Welt is no Welt. That's what we see in Echot. It's hinted in the three letters Aleph, Ches, Dalet, Echot. Dalet, it's in Shulchan Aruch. That's what you have to think when you say Hashem Echot. Dalet is four, represents Dalet, Ruach Hashem, the four corners, the four sides of the world. Ches is eight, Zayir, Rekiyim, Va'aretz. It's the seven heavens and earth, which is B'cholos, Ma'ilamat, up and down. The Aleph is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Deibishter, Alufi Shalelam. He's the Aleph of the world, Alufi means the boss of the world. And Va'pirish, Amilas Echot, what's the Pshata? The word Echot. We have to bring Elokus of Deibishter, the Achdus of Deibishter, Hanirmes Beis Aleph, which is hinted in the Aleph. You have to bring a Bo'elam into the world, Hanirmes Beis Ches V'Dalet, which is hinted in the Ches V'Dalet, the Rakim, heavens and earth, the whole universe. To show Shagam Bo'elam, even in the world, Loshen, which is the world Elam, also is Loshen Helam V'Hestik, from concealment, Kefi Shehu B'mitziyusi B'gdor of Hu. It's in his own gdor. It is a Welt. You have to feel that the Mitzias of the Welt is nothing but Davishter, nothing but an expression of Davish's will. It's hinted in another prat. The Aleph of this word Echad, which hints on the Davishter, is the first letter of the word. And we know it's the Rabbi in 44 brings Shari Echad Vamun. It says the first letter of a word contains the whole word, and that all the other letters of the word are bottled to that. So here, the other letters, which are the Ches and the Dalet, Harem, Zeis, Al-Metziah, Salem, represent the world, are all bottled to the Aleph. That's why we say Echad. Okay. So now we understand why we say Echad, not Echad. But there's a question here. How can the world, which is Be'emes, Ahel, and Behester, and Elukus, how is it a vessel to receive, not only to receive, but to reveal, it should reveal, Aluf Shalaylam, Deibishter. The Omet sees a Welt is the high Deibishter, concealed Deibishter. And now we're saying, we want to, Echad shows that the Welt, as the Welt is a Welt, which is a Helam, that, nevertheless, is Megala Lukut. How could it be? That, what Deibishter, by Matan Torah, he gave Torah mitzvahs to the Eden, that they will be mevarer and mezachar the world. The yasuhu dearly is brought up to them. Yes, through Torah we could do it. That's the answer. Okay. So it's Torah that gives us the power of being Megala Elokus in the world, that the world, what will happen when Mashiach will come, he said, but when Mashiach will come, there'll be Gili in the world, not as a Gili Mamayla, but the Velt, as a Velt will be revealing Elokus. We have Torah, and the Torah is the way to do it. When we say now that the Torah, when was the Torah given? My Matan Torah. That's when we got the Keach to be Mavara the world. Hainu, it means like this. It's not only the Debisha gave us the tools. So far it seems, by Matan Torah, Debisha gave us the Torah. Given the Torah means he gave us the tools. The tools, how we could bring a Lakus into the Velt. That the Helam of the Velt itself should be Megala Lakus. Fine. But it's more than that. Elo Shagam Etzem Gile Lakusha Matan Torah. Or Madrigosa Shalaylam Beis Ashoh. The etzem of the way what things happen by Matan Torah, and how much of the kus was nizgale by Matan Torah, b'shas ma'is at that moment, nitno nosno hakeach al bira b'zichu chaylam lachem Matan Torah. That gave the keach achem Matan Torah. And I think before I even going to say what says further, I'm going to say it first outside. There was something that happened by Matan Torah, which is not echad. By Matan Torah was the level of yochid. Matan Torah, the ganze Welt, the whole world was bottled. No more mitzvahs of the Welt. There was. Was no Welt. I mean, there was a Gashmizike Welt, but everything was bottled to a Lakus at that moment. And that stopped. After Matan Torah, that stopped. But that Inyan, that by Matan Torah there was such a Gilui of Bitlo Elam, gave the boost that now when the world is back to normal, we should have the Keach to bring a Lakus in Welt. That's the injection that was given into the Welt. And I'll see, read it inside. B'shor shenitna Torah nizbatl ha'elam im tziyus elegamre. The world was bottled completely by Matan Torah. Machmas Eitzem Agilut Shemamayla, the great Gilut Shemamayla. Behind the Bittul Zeh Imurkesh Bagal Be'elam, the Bittul was felt in the world. Maimer Hazal, as the Chazal say, Siper Litzibah B'Shas Matan Torah. A bird didn't say, make noise. A cow didn't make noise. El Ho'elam Sheiseg, the world was quiet. The world itself was not able as a Welt to be a Kelet to receive such a great beetle. But action is battle mikdorav mitzuse. The world, in order to have this beetle, was bottle. Can be a Welt and still have the Gilei Lakus. It's not a Kelet. It was only in this battle machmas a Gilei abom lemaila. There was a Gilei lemaila. And it was only by Matan Torah, but by Matan Torah the world had a beetle, which this beetle of the world is similar to the level of Yochid. But that only lasted for a short while because the world, David wanted there should be a world. The world was in his battle. So that was only a temporary thing. But in a beetle zeh b'shas Matan Torah, this beetle that the world had by Matan Torah, that gave the keach that the world should, after that, when the world is a normal world, could be nisbarer and nisdachach and nisalas, use the same three lashanas all the way through. Again, someone who wants to say, we'll pull him here. Pirur, zichuch, and ilu, whatever. So the world should be able to be nisbarer, nisachach, achakach, achi yakeila bedira lisbarer. The world should become a keila. Like this, the world as a helem can be a keila tilakuz. So when the Eibishter pushed and made the world completely bottled, and then took it back, it gave a boost. And now the world already is able to take. It's al derech, I'm saying my own example. It says when the child is in the mother's stomach, the malach teaches the Torah, and then he forgets, it makes him forget. What's the purpose of teaching? Because if he wouldn't teach him, a person could never understand Torah. Torah is a lakus, you can't understand it. So he gave it to him, he gave him the whole Torah. So now he has it, Mamayla, and then he forgets it, he's back to normal. But he still has that ability of understanding because of that boost that he got. The same thing here also. So now we understand how the Seder goes. The Seder is, by Matan Torah, there was a Bittul and Welt. And who made Matan Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu. That gave the Keach we should work with the Welt in the form of Echot. And when this Bitter of Echot, the way we'll bring in the world, will be finished, will be complete, that's what Mashiach will come. But Pizeh Yevuyer, this will explain Mashi Mashiach Beisof Asecha Degemat Meisha Beisof Asecha Degematria Mashiach. What is the pshat is that Yovei Shili is Mashiach. Yovei Shili is Begematria Meisha. I mean, Yovei Shili means Mashiach, but Mashiach is Begematria Meisha. Yovei is Echot, and we're saying that Yovei Shili means Echot together with Meisha equals Mashiach will bring Mashiach. Now we'll understand why. Kinyone shel Meisha, the union of Meisha, which is Matan Torah. Who nesina sakeach al aveda? That gives the keach and aveda of birur bezichu chayilam beifin shel echad. We have to do throughout from Matan Torah till Mashiach. We work on the eifin for echad, because the welt is a welt, and we have to bring aveda in the helm of the welt. So it's aveda of echad. Ches dalad, there's a welt, dalad b'chayilam, all the things, and we're working on bringing a lakus into welt. But what gave us the keach? Matan Torah, which is Meisha. Aveda zu, the keach shel Meisha, this aveda of echad. With the kayach that Moshe gave us by Matan Torah, Tovias Agula Hasidah Shu'inyon Shel Mashiach will bring the Gula Hasidah. So now we understand the pshat of the Friedrich Rebbe's word, Yovei Shilei, Yovei Vigmati Echod, Shilei Vigmati Meshe, Echod and Meshe will equals Mashiach, because the Meshe, which is union of Matan Torah, gave the boost to Echod, and that gives the kayach for our Aveda, and that will bring Mashiach. Now we see the Hemshech to the union, because the whole first half of the Sikha was to explain that when Mashiach will come, there'll be a great Ilui. An Ilui that is more than Matan Torah. Just like Matan Torah was a greater Maile than before Chatei Tzedakah. There'll be a great Ilui. But how will I get Ilui? Because of the Yerida. What's the Yerida? Yerida means the Welt is a Welt. And there's a hell of a Welt. There's Tumah in Welt. Our job is to change the Tumah. What gave us the Keach to change the Tumah and the Maile? That Aveda will bring Mashiach, which will be higher than Matan Torah. That's the Keach of Matan Torah. It'll be higher than Matan Torah. Matan Torah, it was a Gilui Milmaila. This will be an Aveda within the Welt. So that Inyan will come Bekecha Shel Meisha, Bekecha Shel Matan Torah. Alpizeh, now we're going back to all the way to the beginning of the Sikha. Beginning of the Sikha, he said that there's a connection between Meisha and Mashiach. Alpizeh, Muvaheres, Hashaychas, HaPnimiz, Meisha Mashiach. Now we see a real Pnimizik connection between Meisha and Mashiach. Ki HaGula HaSidah Bebo Bepeil to Mashiach. The Gula Bepeil is Mashiach, comes to Mashiach. Avazel Bekecha Shel Meisha. As the Kerech of Meshe, she mimenu va'yode nitno ha'yichelus v'karev v'la'ovi gilu Mashiach. Through him, we have the ability to bring Mashiach. That's the pshat, like he said in the beginning. Meshe geel rishon, Meshe geel achron. The geel achron is going to be Mashiach. But we still give the credit to Meshe. Because Meshe gave the Kerech that we should be able to do things that will bring Mashiach. Me'iduch mufen kam ha'hevel shebenayim. But on the other hand, we see there's, they're not the same. They didn't do the exact, they're not the exact same thing. They're the same nekudah. We could see the difference. Ki'afsha Meisha Geil Shal Yisrael. Meisha, even though he was the redeemer of the Eden, Harei Tach L'Shibut V'Golos Mitzrayim V'Golosam Yitziyosam Shal Yisrael Mitzrayim Matan Torah. The Tachlis of going out, of being a Mitzrayim, the hardships of Mitzrayim, and going out of Mitzrayim is because of Matan Torah. To reach Matan Torah, Meisha Kosov, like it says in the Pasuk, Beitziyach Ha'asom in Mitzrayim Tapnen Salukim Al-Hor Hazeh. The Eibishter told Meisha Rabbeinu, when you take Eden on Mitzrayim, they're going to worship me on this mountain, which is the mountain of Hasinai, where Meisha Rabbeinu saw the snare. So, what happened here? Meisha Rabbeinu was the one that took him out of Mitzrayim, which brought to Matan Torah. And the Tachos of Yitzhak from Matan Torah. In Yonah Shal Matan Torah, Shu, in Yonah Shal Mashiach. And what's the Inyan of Matan Torah, which is Inyan of Mashiach? Which is Inyan of Meisha, I'm sorry, which is Inyan of Meisha. Neisav al Inyan Ikri. Besides, we said before that Matan Torah, something special happened, David should chose the Eden. But besides that, we said, Harehu nesinas hakeach ala aveda bebiru b'zichu chaylam. Meisha Rabbeinu's inyan of Matan Torah gave the keach, as we said before, we should be able to now be mevarer the welt. We should work in the yerida, in the welt, to be mevarer the welt. And in Yonah Shal Mashiachu, gmar abiru b'zichu. Vayikir aveda lachazeh. It's a keach to aveda, even though it's Matan Torah. But in Matan Torah, it's a keach to do aveda. By Mashiach, it's not a keach to do aveda. By Yonah Shel Mashiach, is the gemar. That's already the aveda is finished. When you finish the zichuch, habirer v'zichuch. Vayikir aveda lachaze. By what Mashiach accomplished is that now we have a keach for aveda that will come after Matan Torah. See, my Mashiach is not a keach to do something later. But Meisha, the Aliyah, the Keil that he gave, is that now we're able to do Aveda. Kashar Eilam Kvar is, but by him, it's the Ikir is what's going to happen afterwards. Kashar Eilam Kvar is Barer B'Yizdachat, that the Eilam is going to become purified already. So now we see the connection of Meisha, and we see the whole Hemshech of the Sikha. Now the Rebbe says, Ha'odom Eilam Kotten. You know it says in the Ovis, the Rebbe Nosson, I believe. Yeah. That the world is the person, every person is like a small world. What's it called? What's in English? I forgot the word already. It's a small world. Just like we
microcosm.
Said, a macrocosm or a microcosm.
Macro is big, micro is small.
Micro is
small. Macro with an A is big.
Big, it's a microcosm. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah. So therefore, whatever we find in the world as a whole, we find in every person. So, Valderach Seder Anal Be'elam Kipshute, just like the Seder we said in the world as a whole, Kipshute, Keinu Bekolechad Ve'echot, Bechol Yeim Ve'yeim, so too is Benegei every person every day. At what? Asher Yetze Odom Lefole Lavidose Adiorev, every day you have to work. Working means working in Aveda, you have to bring a Lekusim to Veld. Achakach, so you wake up in the morning and then you work. Achakach Eimer V'yotchav Kidruchin, then you say, I give today, I give over my Shama to you. Next day you start again. What I think, as I'm going to explain later, what the Rebbe is trying to compare to before is only one part. Before he said, what Matan Torah, what Moshe did is, he gave the Keach, Yochid, Bitlo Elamus, complete Bitlo Veld, that gave the Keach that we should be able to work all these years and bring Gemara Lekus into the Veld as the Veld is. Then the third thing, after that, comes Mashiach. I think what the Rebbe is bringing here, the example in every person, is only for the first two things. That you have to first have the boost of more bitlo elements, that there's no veld, and then you're able to bring it. Even if there's a veld, you bring a lakus into veld. Where do we see that? And I'll say later why I think that's what he's trying to say. Not the third thing. The day is supposed to start davening and learning. You don't start the day with doing other things. As it says, the Loshon, you go the first thing in the morning, you go to Beis HaKnesses, to Shul to Dav, Umi Beis HaKnesses, La Beis HaMedrash. From Shul to Yeshiva, from Davening to learning. Then it says, Achakach Hanik Bamin Derecheres, then you go to do your business. So what happens when you go to Yeshiva, to Daven, and you go to learn? Ba'oz Gamad Kabul HaKeach La'avidos Sebelo. When you Daven and you learn, you get the Keach for your work with the world for the full day. In the morning, you start whatever it takes, an hour or two, that gives the Keach for the next 22 hours. Why? Where do we see it? The nefesh elikis mishpaset is the gufa of the atfilah. When you daven, it says that brings the nefesh elikis into the body. Like it says, before you daven, the neshama bapi, it says the neshama is in your nose, whatever. And the davening brings the neshama throughout your whole, gives you the keyach of a lakus. And yocholim shall be yitzahara b'chal kebelim. Also, when you learn, that gives you the keyach to overcome the Yitzhahara, to control the Yitzhahara and every other part of the world that you have to control, Ayadeya Teira, because Teira is the Tavon Yitzhahara, Teira is the medicine against the Yitzhahara. Okupshutei, Heiroa Becholderoch of Teira, it tells you what to do. So you need Teira, so Teira gives you the Keach. So the morning you wake up, the first thing you're supposed to do, have the Keach. And this seems to be similar to Matan Teira. Matan Teira, there's Bittel from Veld, no Veld. When you learn them, when you daven, no Veld. You're involved in Ruchni. It gives you the keyach that now you're able to get involved in the veld. Just like Matan Torah was bitlo elamis and gave keyach to work with the veld all these years. After Torah, tefillah, Torah, then you're able to work in all the veldish things. Hanik b'amin k'derecheres, do things that the world has to do. So the Rambam writes, Achocham, tzorach sheyenike, it says Achocham is supposed to be, you're supposed to recognize Achocham, not only when he says Chochma, you see, oh, this guy's Achocham. Everything he do, b'machole, mashkei, he's eating and drinking. Now, when he says chocham, he means every yid. Hainashe, b'kol inyonim eilin. All these things, all the gash, he says 10 things, he says, and you're eating and you're sleeping and you're drinking. Whatever you do, yeniker, you should be able to tell, shehu, ha-chocham einov bereisha, he's the chocham, which refers to every yid, as it says in the posik. The chocham sees the future, which means the chocham sees how you bring the kusin to veld. And then there is a posik, in Kehelos, umolat hu esayir ktana b'chokhmas, it says there's a chocham, that he could save the city. What does that mean? It's a moshel, that a yid has to be a chocham, his yetzer tov, his neshama, helps him save the world, which in his case is help him save in his aveda in the world. So that's what he says. So just like the Rambam says, a chocham has to be recognized in every gashmasnik thing, you have to bring a lakus in every gashmasnik thing. But where do you get the keach to it? The keach from your tefillah and teira, that's like matan teira. And that's the ches dalet that you make, that the ches dalet should be bottled to the aleph, which is the eivish, the aluf, the shalom, ayyadei, he connects it all to chokhmah. It says aleph is chokhmah, aleph chokhmah, will teach you chokhmah, it's a loshon. So you have to bring the aleph into the veld. But that happened. So that's the aveda, like our aveda in Golis, to bring Mashiach, the echot. And it all comes with the keyach that you have in the beginning of the day, which is like matan Torah. And then, you would expect here that the Rebbe continues, and then, at the end of the day, then it's like the end of your Aveda, which will bring Mashiach. That's not what he said. That's not what he says. Sha'ozei so'odim cheshm tzedek ala bedosim, shala bedosim meshach hayim. You have to make a cheshm of, a real cheshm of what happened to you the whole day. So here again, mudgesh shuf tafkisei, tafkidei, here this itself stresses the mission, the job of a yid, lahamshech b'chines ha'alev b'chol inyonu ha'elam, to bring the alef inyonim of the world. So, if the Rebbe would mean that when you finish the day and you say b'yod afki ruchi, that's similar to Mashiach, by Mashiach there's no more echad. By Mashiach will finish with echad. Echad will bring Mashiach. And here the Rebbe says when it comes at night, you have to again think about the echad. You have to again make a cheshm. Did I take bring the aleph into the veld, into the chesdal, in the onu eilam? That's why you say at the end of the day, b'yod afki ruchi, I'm giving my ruach, my neshama to you. Kale emes. You mentioned emes. What's emes? And the Rebbe says, "In yonei shel emes, al derech chiddush echad anal." Emes and echad are the same concept. We said echad means ches and aleph, which is the veld, amayla, mat, all the things is brought to the aleph. And emes, we find something similar. Which nemar it says, "Aposi ve'emes havayel elam." That the ebesh has to be brought into the world. That's the emes. Like echad, which is the ches dalet, you bring the aleph into the ches dalet. The seal of Hashem is Emes. Why? The three letters, Aleph Mem Sof, the Aleph is the first letter of the Aleph Beis. Mem is the middle letter of the Aleph Beis. Tof is Achrein Shabbasis, is the last one. So that is Kemishakosa, like it says, Ani Rishain, Bani Achrein, Balodain Elikim. I'm first, I'm last, and there's nothing in between. So the word Emes represents how everything up to the Tof, which means up to this world, is Bemis connected to the Eibush. The Heinisher, Bekol Inyone Ha'ela, Mina Kotze La Kotze, all the Inyone of the world, from one extreme to the other. Yumshech V'Yizgale, should be Nimshech, and revealed Emes Havai, which is Alufi Shalaylam, which is the Eibush. The Shemamit is Mitzius, and Nimtzu Kol HaNimtzoyim, for him came everything, and you will Megale that in Veld. Och, and he said, Bisforim, that's why it says in Sforim, Shebehesi Ra'aleph, Memilas Emes, if you take away the Aleph from the word Emes, Nishar is left Mace. Hepechin Yerachayim. Death, no chaim. Why? Because that's not a mitzias. Death is no mitzias. It becomes nothing. Because the way you have to realize the mitzias of the veld is the aleph. And without the aleph, it's nothing. So here again, we see that Rebbe is referring to this. Again with the echod. So it can be that this is the third step. Because at first you would think, what he's saying here, just like in the veld, you have three steps. You have matan Torah, you have the aveda of echod, and then the Mashiach. And every person also, you have the Aveda of Matan Torah, which is davening and learning in the beginning. Then you have the Aveda of the whole day, which is the Echot. And then when you go at night, you finish going to sleep, you give your Neshama back to the Eibush. I would think that's like time of Mashiach. That's not what the Rebbe says. When it comes to the night again, you have to think about the Echot. That's why I'm saying, when the Rebbe is saying the Heroi and this last Sif, that he compares it, the parallel to the three Inyonim in the whole Veld. In every person, I don't think he's going on the third. He's only bringing a parallel to the first two. That there has to be first is Tefillah and Torah. And Tefillah and Torah is like Matan Torah. And then happens the Aveda that you have throughout the whole day. Okay, Shem Shebechol is Harim Matan Torah, Nitin HaKeach Al Birir V'Zichuch Chaylam. Just like by the whole world. By Matan Torah, what happened? There was a Keach to be Mevara, to purify the world. Kach Bavidos HaProtesh Kolech HaVechat. So in everyone's Aveda, Avei Birir V'Zichuch Chelke Be'elam. Al the Avidosei. Person causes the birur and the zichuch in veld in his share of that he is mechuyev. Al dei avidosei kimitzuvi aleinu b'teira through his aveda, as we said in the teira. So here's connecting again. If you do what it says in the teira, which is chinas meisha, meisha is teira. Boim, when we come to the gulak lolis, which is Mashiach, b'golus d'tam, which is Mashiach. So he plays the words here as the same thing before. But here we see the whole hemshach of before. It's not a simple sicha. And you have to work hard to see the connection and put in the little links in between. But you could see here the whole Hanemsh from the beginning and till the end. Now that Matan Torah is similar to Yochid. That's what we said. That gives the chaos. So first it was Yochid. The Rebbe doesn't say the word Yochid here. But actually in the Fabrengim and the Rebbe said the Sikha, he did use the word that when he said this, he said that Matan Torah is like Yochid. The whole world was bottle. But that only lasted for a while. And that gave the chaos. Later on we should be Yochid. But from here we see what our Aveda is supposed to be and what we're supposed to think about at Krishma Shalamit when we're going to sleep. Okay, Gute Nacht. I want to mention again that tomorrow night we're having a Zoom Fabrengen for Chavdala Tevis. And the MS is we have this chus that Rav Wolfson, who's from the Choshev's the Rabbonim in America, in the world maybe. I think he's the most respected Rav in New York. More than all the other, he's very, and he's Mamish Emesa Ada Lerid is going to join us also to Fabrengen. So it'll be through Zoom, but I think it'll be a different number that we had for the Shir. But you have to check it out. You'll see in the advertisement. So we're going to have a Fabrengen tomorrow. So please, everyone, join us in honor of Chavdalah Tevis. Okay. A gute Nacht. Kol Tov.